Pro Room.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, that probably Tega.
Play that shit on TNT.
It's hard. You know, this everybody got their little bit of pain and all that. Mama.
Mama.
Oh, man. Let's hit this topic. Mama, can you tell me now, if you was here, would you be fucking proud? Sometimes it gets hard for me to turn around. Can you hear me now? I hear myself talking, but you don't hear me now. I took your place, I tried to hold it down. Nobody ever told you you got a heavy crown. Mama, tell me now, if you was here, would you be fucking proud? Sometimes it gets hard for me to turn around. Can you hear me now? I hear myself talking, but you don't hear me now. Took your place, I tried to hold it down. Nobody ever told you that you got a heavy crown. Popped out, now I know. Who would've knew 09 to be the last time? No, can't rewind time, so I let time show. Wasn't humble then, I ain't humble now. I survived everything in life that makes you tumble down. I pick myself up, I can't fumble now. I keep my guys close, they in the huddle now. How much I wouldn't give just to hug you now and tell you what I became. Reminiscing on the night you helped me cut the cane. Remember looking in your eyes, I could see the pain. Mama, that's only one. Don't hit me, man. Mama, that's only one. Yeah. Wish you was here to see your son. Have a son. Look in the mirror, I just see your face. Still having a hard time trying to take your place. Can you hear me, ma? Can you hear me, ma? Try to save me a spot next to Big and Pop. Trying to shoot my shot before I get shot. They try to lock you up, made me hate the cops. He an evil nigga, so I hate your pops. But he gone too. Just hope he ain't going to the same place that you going to. Mama, can you tell me now, if you was here, would you be fucking proud? Sometimes it gets hard for me to turn around. Can you hear me now? I hear myself talking, but you don't hear me now. I took your place, I try to hold it down. Nobody ever told you that you got a heavy crown, mama. Can you tell me now? If you was here, would you be fucking proud? Sometimes it gets hard for me to turn around. Can you hear me now? I hear myself talking, but you don't hear me now. I took your place, I try to hold it down. Nobody told you you got a heavy crown. Damn. Nobody ever told you that you got a heavy crown. I'm about to hit 30. Hold up, you got a heavy crown. I'm just talking. Yeah? I'm about to hit 30. You missed a lot. Can't even call your phone, that's what I miss a lot. Still saying fuck my father. Wish you was here to see Dawn's beautiful daughter. How could a human be so perfect? I asked God for 1 minute, it'd be so worth it just to say my. It's been a while. Wish I could hear you laugh just to see you smile. Is there really a heaven? Are you looking down? I had to fucking struggle. Shit was looking down. So mama, can you tell me now? I hope I made you proud. Niggas wanna see me broke, they wanna see me down. Yeah, they wanna see me down. You cut my first visit, they won't believe me now. Talk slick, I doing greasy now. Mama. Yeah. Mama. Yeah. Let me slide. Yeah. Let me hear that.
Yeah. You already know, Team Cash Money in the building, man. Another dope episode of the Control Room. How y'all feeling, ladies and gentlemen, man? Hope everyone is feeling right, feeling good and doing their thing, man. You know, I'm feeling good. I mean, I feel all right. You know what I mean? Actually, no, I feel good, man. I'm good. God is good. As long as God is good, I'm good. It's raining out here in Seattle. It's your boy, King Cash Money, a.k.a. Mr. Seattle. You know it stay raining over here, man, but it's actually beautiful. I love this shit sometimes, man. Sometimes I really like the rain. Good day to cuddle. Good day to be in the house, you know, watch a good movie with the fire, with your cocoa. You know what I'm saying? But, hold on. We doing a show tonight, baby. We doing a show. Let's get right into it. King Cash Money is back. You know what time it is. We got special guests in the building tonight now. Yeah, special guests in the building tonight. I'm going to let her go ahead and do her thing when she get here. But what we're going to do right now, though, is jump into her music. So make sure y'all stay locked in, man. Tonight, it's going to be a dope, epic night. And make sure y'all stay locked in every night on For the Record Radio at 6 p.m. West Coast time. We got different shows. So, yeah, lock in, baby. Let's get into it. Yo, Fly Gaza, what they do? Spin some of her music, man.
Not worth your time playing those games. It's time to say goodbye. He made a fool of you, took your innocence, took your common sense. You're his property. Act like this is the norm. He ain't no good for you. Better leave before it gets too late. Gotta be strong, strong. There'll be better days, just move on. Find someone worth your time that appreciates your mind, your love, your heart, your everything. You're beautiful in every way. Don't let no one take that away. You're a gem, gem, gem. In many ways, just know that I'm there for you. I'm a phone call away. If he hurts you, I will break his face. Make sure he will be replaced. He will never hurt or call you. Cut your ties and start all over. Start all over. Start all over. I've been there in your shoes, torn in pieces, didn't know what to do. Was weak and broken from a man who I thought he loved me, told me sweet things, but only lies and being mean. Broke my spirit and my heart, left me in the cold to rot and die. Put fear in me, didn't believe in me. Crush my dreams, crush my life, crush my thoughts. Until I woke up from this hell, to get out and get away, to start my life in a better place. Wipe these tears that he has caused. So now you see, I've been there too. You're not alone, cause you got me to let my pain be your story. To open your eyes, know that there is so much to life. To see the beauty all around you is more to
see. All right, all right, all right. We back in the building right here on the control room. King Kush Money is back. We is here, man. We got Vero G in the building. Let's go ahead and bring her in. Let's get it.
Hey, what's somebody doing?
Good, good, good. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm honored to be here with you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No worries. We're honored to have you here as well. Why don't you talk to the people, let them know who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
Definitely not a problem. So, guys, my name is Vero G. I'm an artist, author, poet, entrepreneur. The list goes on with things I do, but pretty much my true beginnings started from Low East Side. Those who don't know that, that's like East Village in New York City. And pretty much all my life, music has always been a passion of mine. And even at the very young age of 7 years old, I felt like it was something that was already a part of my calling. So later on in life, you know, I you know, try to, like, master, as I say, as, you know, in my own world. And, you know, Donald and I worked with Junior High School 22 for the school choir. Had great experience with that. Then, you know, later on, pretty much, I had the opportunity to work with Al Sharpton for the Change Choir for some time. And it was a great experience. We got to travel for a bit. I got to see some celebrities. And just wanted to, like, get that moment, like, to see how it really works in that sort. But it was great. You know, and then afterwards, I just continued doing. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Thank you. it was an interesting experience, but I got to enjoy it and, you know, kind of see that kind of other lifestyle. Like, wow, I could get there one day, you know, but just got to work hard for it, you know. So, yeah, it was really cool. But, afterwards, I just continued on my solo career, you know, doing showcases, open mics, and that sort. And then the rest is history. Yeah, I'm here now.
Wow. Yeah, keep going. You're definitely doing your thing. Definitely sound like you're doing your thing. And, you know, you're getting out there, meeting new people, and, you know, letting these celebrities see who's, you know, coming up in the world, right?
Definitely. I'm trying.
That's all we could do, you know, is just follow our passion and our dream and our goals, and just see what's, you know, what's next for it. You know, sometimes the path is already laid out for us, you know.
Very true.
You just gotta walk it. So, what's up with this song? Don't Cry. The song we actually just played it was very passionate.
Thank you so much. I think you guys are playing that. That's I did that song a couple of years back. I think that was for the Rise of Rogi album. And that song, I think it was that one, the Victory, one of those two. But I believe that it was a recent album I did. And that song is very passionate. It's very close to me because I am a domestic violence survivor. And that story, it kind of entails what I went through. Definitely. And I wanted people to relate to that. You know, men through it, women go through it, and I feel like it was something of a song that it could resonate to people and know that they're not alone in that situation. So I ran that song, and the video is out as well, so you guys could check that out on my YouTube channel under Vero G Spotlight Network, and you guys could check that out. It's called Don't Cry, and it's a very passionate song, and I felt like I personally went through something like that years ago, and I wanted people to know that they're not alone with that song.
Man, that kind of touched me too as well. It touched my heart. I mean, not to say
thank
that
you.
I've been through it. Yeah, you know, thank you as well for putting music out there. You know, because a lot
no
of people,
problem.
You know, they go through things that, you know, they don't really talk about. And sometimes, you know, the music actually just hits home. You know what I mean? When they listen to it, and, you know,
Definitely. And
you know, music is therapy. You know, in a sense,
yeah.
You know, so it's like when they hear it, you know what I mean? It's like very therapeutic, you know, some of the things that they don't talk to people about, you know, the music could definitely answer that question and kind of give them that encouragement and that strength to just kind of keep on and move on, you know?
So true. Very true. Very true.
Real talk. So, all right. Then, so we got another song called Fighter.
Ooh, that's another one. Yes. So I'll pretty much get into that one a little bit, but how that song came about, I did that around, I think that was the Victory album, that one. And that was during the time COVID. Yeah, that was during the time COVID just came out. And I was like, I'm not going to stay home and not do nothing. I have to be, like, proactive. So with that in mind, I started, you know, hearing beats and stuff like that. And, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do something about this. And during that time, I went through also a personal ordeal of, you know, cyberbullying and stuff like that. And it was hardship, you know, it was a lot. And to your listeners who are watching on tuning right now, and I'm going to be very deep about this, but it came to a point in my life where I tried to almost end my life going through that and depression. So with that in mind, I felt like this song, I had to write it because, you know, like I said, going through domestic violence, going through rape, going through foster care system many years ago, being homeless, pregnant, and then going through this situation, the cyberbullying not too long ago, was just like, oh, my God, I'm trying to save my life. So with that in mind, when this all came out, I said I had to put everything I had at the emotions I had went through at the time and put it in paper. And then when I did the song, after I was done with the studio, the engineer looked at me. He was like a little teary eyed. I was like, "You okay?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, man. So just want you to make sure you saw the song good." I was like, "Okay, I hope you're all right. You're all right." I no lie, when I heard the song after a couple of times, I was like, wow, this is deep. So, and even backstory to my life, when I was born, I was actually a preemie. I was not supposed to make it. I was under 3 pounds. True story, yeah. And you know, pretty much I fought even the day I was born. I fought my life. I fought for things. And I feel like this is like the perfect title to try to put that song to this. You know, when you guys hear it, you're going to hear the intensity of the things I went through and I fought. And I feel like this was like the perfect topic to talk, like bringing out their fighter. And I'm a true fighter. Like I survived so much and I'm still here. And I want people to know that, again, I want to resonate. Whatever song I put out there is always uplifting and inspiring. I want people to know that you're not alone. I went through it. You went through it, but you overcome these obstacles no matter what is thrown at you, you know. And, that's pretty much what the song's about, fighter. And, you know, it's just those who fought for different reasons, different things, cancer or COVID, and they're still alive. That's like resonates with that song. And then in the video. The music video is also on that. He's like, I got to check this out.
right. Yeah. Listeners as well, man, you definitely got me interested to really hear this song because I'm, you know, I'm interested in your story, and I love hearing stories. I love hearing real stories. I'm the kind of guy, like, you know, even with movies, I like watching real movies. Like, I like when it says based on a true story. That makes me tune in, like, for real, that. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, when I hear real stories, man, I just sit, you know, because I'm very picture perfect mentally, you know, so I can visualize, you know, certain things. So definitely, why don't you let's go ahead and go to that song. So introduce your song to the world right quick.
Sure, not a problem. So, guys, this song is called Fighter. You could check that out. It's available at all digital platforms. It's through the album, Victory album. So, again, it's called Fighter. You could check the video on my YouTube channel under Vero G Spotlight Network. And also, it's a Rocky theme, something with that, with a movie, but definitely going to see that. Hope you guys like it.
Yeah. We're going to love this. I already know. Let's get it. For the record, Radio Mind Stars. Control room, baby. Let's go.
And been victimized. You get up and fight. Let no one tear you down. You go out there and with this victory. Thank you. Took a piece of me. Tried to damage me. Take my name. With your misery, not no more. Here I stand.
Here I stand.
No more tears. Here I am. Come away. Come your way. Mark my words. Never forget, laugh and joke,
Yeah. Vero G, ladies and gentlemen, with Fighter. Man. I mean, like, as far as the kind of music that I'm listening to and the kind of day that it is right here in Seattle, it just aligned perfect with it. You know, it's a rainy day, kind of chill, and I'm in the car listening, jamming, smoking weed, and listening to Fighter. Man, that is awesome. Most definitely, that's very motivational. That's definitely some music you can definitely play before you start your day, you know, before you go into a courtroom and you got a sentence or whatever the case may be, or if you're in jail or something. Yeah, man, I'm just saying, just, you know, if you're in jail and you're trying to get through, you know, I can just really hear this is because this type, your type of music, I feel, from what I'm hearing, it speaks to the soul. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some music that speaks to the mind. There's some music that speaks to the heart. But then there's music that speaks to your soul, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the soul is what rules the body, you know. So if you can touch a person's soul, you got them. So definitely, man, keep doing your thing, and you got something real, real special there.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Wow. Thank you.
So who picks your beats and stuff? Like, where your beats come from?
So with that, I use various producers pretty much online, but I always go through the paperwork. I always make sure, you know, I give them credit somehow if I can, if possible. But a majority of times it's mostly it's like a few producers I work with that I usually select, because I always want to go like with the beat I feel is like the right one for me, you know, and, mm-hmm. and just want to put as much as possible in each song that I deliver or put out for the audience and that sort. But yeah, I have mm-hmm. a few producers that I work with, more or less, with that. Yeah.
Definitely. And you pick your own beats yourself? No one else picks them for you?
Yeah, all my pretty much all my music I always select my own. I just want to make sure, like, you know how like every artist is different, but like for me, I'm the type of artist where if I hear a beat, and it calls me. Like, I have to hear it, and I have to start just writing the songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to, like, it has to come to me, and when I, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm there with you. I mean, I'm you know, I'm kind of different or insane.
Okay.
Sometimes the beat calls me, and as soon as I hear the beat, I'm attacking. I'm in attack mode.
Exactly.
But then there's some beats though that are very difficult. That has you. I mean, me as a person, as an artist, you know, like some beats are difficult, and it's like it's like a challenge for me to find like different ways. And that, and you know, to put us put together. And then there's times where I have to listen to the beat like over and over again to really find the words. It's like, you know, it's almost like warming up a car, starting a car up, warming it up, getting it warm. And then it's like once the heat blows, it's like the flow, it just flows. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll just write a hook. The hook will come.
Yeah.
And after the hook, you know what I'm saying? The verses started coming. Or some one day I write a verse, and then a week later the hook will pull up. You know what I mean? It's like it comes in different ways. That's one thing. The beautiful thing about music. That's why they used to always say, man, carry like a recorder with you. You know, because you could be at a stoplight, and then like you can just get a bar, and it just comes to your mind. It's like, yo, write that down. I need to write that down. Or just, you know, because
exactly.
Then like 20 minutes later, it's like, oh, shit, I forgot what I was, you know, it was so hot when you said it, you know. And then, you know, that's why they always say, you know, keep a recorder with you, or just, you know. And so that I'm that kind of guy. Like I can hear a beat
like
from a signal, you know, like when you hit the signal.
Oh, my God.
I'm so musically inclined, but back to where you're you're from with it, and how you the beats come to you. Definitely, man, you know, you're in attack mode when you hear them, and Yeah, man, just keep doing your thing, man. Definitely, let's see. So, I see that you have a, you're welcome. I see you have a talk show. You got a podcast.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Awesome.
So about that, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we just made a 2-year mark as of January 15th or so, I think it was like a 12th or something like that. But yeah, we've been doing it for 2 years now, 2 years strong. It's a Railroad G Spotlight radio show, and that's based out in here in New York City, and that's at DTF Radio every Wednesday. It's funny, cause I just run home. I came really running home. I was like, I'm going to make it to the city. We got to run home. But, yes, I was like, I got to make it. But it's every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. So, yeah, pretty much we interview, like, everyone, all types of genre, of artists, all types of music. Or it could be, and not only artists, it's anybody who wants to be, want to be heard in our sports. And we always do have different segments on the show, but we just have fun with it. And me, myself, and my co-host, the Lama, also. It's interesting. It gets fun sometimes. It gets crazy with fun. Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. I mean, man, you know, see, and that's, I think, too, as well, you know, a podcast is definitely another way to kind of get yourself out there, your music out there in different ways, you know, because sometimes some people don't listen to music. They like to hear people talk, or some artist or some people don't know who you are, and they hear you talk and they find out you do music. Now you got more, that's more fans.
That is true.
You know? Yeah, so definitely, man, let the people know, hey, they listening out here. So tell them, you know, how can they listen to your podcast, or how can they follow you?
Yeah, definitely. If you guys want to check out the radio shows every Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern time, that you could download the app, I believe, if you have, like, an Android phone or, you know, Apple phone, you can get it from the Google Play or the Apple Store. It's called DTF Radio, and you could download it and watch us every Friday, from, like I said, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. And, yeah, you hang out with us, talk, you know, chat with us there, I guess, there online, and just enjoy the show. And then if you want to find me on my social media, my Instagram is @OfficialVeroG. Website is www.verogmusic.com. Twitter is @vero2884. And pretty much I'm always more on my Instagram or my Facebook. So you can either catch it. Also, my artist page is @vero2884. And my YouTube channel is Verog Spotlight Network. So, yeah, I'm just really trying to be positive and stay focused. Yeah.
Be positive, stay focused. That is tonight's stamp, ladies and gentlemen. I normally do that when, you know, I let the artist speak, you know, and see what the stamp is, you know, for the night, you know, and stay positive, keep focused. I mean, that's very powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Also,
you're
so
welcome.
Let the people know about Let Him Heal You.
Ooh. So this is going to get better now. So you guys are good. Now, that's a really good, interesting song. So, true story, this actually came out, the latest album is out now. It's called Here I Am. You guys can check that out on all digital platforms as well. That's one of the singles to the album. And that song, actually, the video was out, too. I did the video myself. It's pretty like a video complication of different stuff. Yeah, but I really want this video to be powerful, so I did my own. But, yeah, check it out, too, on that YouTube channel, guys, if you guys get a chance to. Okay, so the backstory. The song came about where, at the time, you know, COVID still, at the time, was kind of early and everything else. And I felt like, I felt what I wanted people to have a song where people could know that, no matter what they're going through in life, that, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. So with that in mind, I want people to have just know that faith do still exist. You know, we still got to heal through our own, you know, situations, and that God is never there not to, like, to take us away, but he's there in our darkest times, or he's always there just to hear us. and our prayers and stuff. So I kind of wouldn't put a song like that to that concept. So mind you, this is the first time I ever did like a Christian bass or kind of like that kind of type of music ever in my lifestyle of music. So I was like, you know what, let me think outside of the box. I started hearing some great Christian songs online, gospel music, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to do something like that just to get my fans
to
know that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but
no,
you mentioned that your song is this song is basically Christian based, and this is your first time actually doing it. But if you think about this,
mm-hmm.
your songs that you do, or the two songs that I've heard actually, is basically very positive,
and it's
very passionate, and that's what Christian basically music is about. Uplifting.
Yes.
Being positive, being passionate, not just about the Lord, but about yourself. So you already do that in your music. You already there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good.
I already know I'm going to get the same feeling in this next song that I'm excited to hear, that I've heard the two songs I've just heard. I'm passionate about that. So without further ado, introduce your song to the world, girl.
Yes. This song is called Let Him Heal You, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's very inspiring. So thank you. Yeah.
Get it right here for the rest of the
He will lead the way.
See? I told you. I told you. Man, the same feeling, man. Most definitely. You're definitely doing your thing. I felt real good. But to be honest with you, man, this song right here, I was waiting for Kurt Franklin, you know, to jump out of the background.
Oh, my goodness. I'm good.
Man, but I can really hear more to that song is powerful. I can really hear, like, you know, maybe some choir, you know, like the choir singing in the background. Let him hear.
Oh, wow.
Let him hear. I can just hear it in the background. I don't know, just, you know, but you already gave me that, you know, through your song. So keep doing your thing, most definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome. You deserve it. Yo, we got callers on deck. King Kush Money in the building right here with For the Record Radio. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this special night. We got Paulie in the building, I heard. So without further ado,
ooh,
let's go ahead and, let's bring Paulie in. Paulie!
Hey, King Kush. How you doing, buddy? This is Paul Bass. Hey, Vero. It's good to talk to you again.
Hey! I'm doing good. What's up, Paul?
Yeah, Vero's been on my show a couple of times. That was a real honor. And, of course, she's always welcome to come back anytime, you know.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Aww.
Yeah, no problem. I think she likes talking to me because I always make her laugh a lot. Every time we have an interview after that, I always do a optional chat thing. I always tell her a lot of jokes, and she laughs at almost every one of them, so I think she likes them. So.
They're pretty good.
No, Paulie. I think she's just being nice. No, just kidding.
Aww.
No, I'm just kidding, Paulie. Oh,
shit. That's like...
Also, Flock Geyser said he actually did cry a little when he heard that song, Let Him Hear You. So, yeah, definitely.
That's awesome.
Paulie, man,
I hope that's a good cry.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm sure it was. You know, like I say, you know, you got something, you know. And me, myself, I actually want to do – I've made a Christian song before, you know. But that's something that, you know, because I'm very spiritual, you know. So that's definitely something that I want to, you know, a lane that I want to jump in and possibly conquer, you know, amongst
definitely.
The other lanes that I'm in as well with the music world. So we definitely got to keep you on the book because, you know, we definitely possibly could do a song in the future.
Oh, that'd be nice. I would love that. Yeah.
Real talk. Huh? Right here, man. Y'all heard it first right here for the record radio. And, I'm sorry,
hey.
Paulie. Paulie, talk to the people.
Yeah.
Let them know where you're from, who you are.
Okay. Well, as I said, I'm Paul Mash. I have a show called Paul Mash TV, and I interview artists. Most of them are independent. And as you know, independent artists have a hard time and struggling to get their name out there and get some exposure, and that's part of my why my show exists. And all the artist needs is a program called Zoom, and if they send me a link from YouTube to their music video, I'll put that right on after the interview. And the interviews are usually roughly 5 to 10 minutes. And as I mentioned a minute ago, I interviewed Vero here, and I interviewed King Kush. And at Plot Gaz, I've interviewed him twice and several others here, and they all back up my work, and I know Vero does. But so
definitely.
Anytime anybody wants to want an interview, just contact anybody here for the record radio, and they'll set you up.
Awesome.
That's right, man. That's right, man. We take care of Paulie over here, man. He takes care of us, man. Not only does he take care of us with – you know, recruiting the artists that we have, but just he takes care of us by showing his support. You know, he definitely calls
that.
About every day, man, and he has the same energy, the same guy. We love Paulie around here, man. Paulie got a name around here.
Aww.
And he's going to be around here for a long time.
Awesome. I love it.
Hey, what's up, Paul? Paul Mash, TBA, 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 remix is coming!
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Paul,
like
and Jay.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man. You know it's coming,
Paul. Yeah,
Paul
was trying to do that the other day, but I think you do it much better, Chris.
Aww. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
don't block that, man. Let you know he the CEO, man. He can fire me, man.
Yeah, I told him that on the phone, too. I said, you know, I said, I think Chris does a lot better than you do, Flock, and he just laughed about it.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know what he did? I'm going to tell you exactly what it is,
man.
Flock dies and brings out the best of me. When it comes to this this podcast thing,
yeah, he is the man. That's for
sure. I never thought you know that I can do it. I'm always this quiet guy, you know. But you know, when it came to this, it's like, damn, I got a whole mouthful. Like what? You know, so it definitely comes out. Caller, stay right there. Don't hang up. We're going to get to y'all. It's 6:45, and you know, well, 6:43, 2 minutes before 6:45, and you know what we normally do for the last 15 minutes of the show. We allow the next caller to control. Tonight is a little different. You know, we got special guests in the building, and she got some nice
Aww.
Music. And, yeah, most definitely. And we got Paulie in the building. He done let the people know what he do. He got a lot of people that he's interviewed, I think over, what, 700 right now?
708, wow. Actually.
Wow. Look at that. Paulie.
Oh, mess.
Paulie. Man, you're doing your
thing.
Yeah,
I got a couple
thing,
to
Paulie.
Do tomorrow, so if I do those successfully, that'll be 710. So, there you go.
Awesome.
What do you think? He remembered 300.
Well, we gotta make you 711 so we can get you back on a second time, Kush. We've been trying to do that forever.
Paulie, I promise you, man, it's coming. We're going to get an interview in, and it's going to be real special again, man. The first time was definitely special, but I appreciate that, man. I was on a boat, you know, looking at
the
whales.
You know,
that's
what you say, Chris, but we know you're lying, so no, I'm just kidding.
What? What's going on?
Oh,
man, you ain't right.
No, I'm just messing with you, Chris.
Yeah,
Yo, Paulie, man, we appreciate you, Paulie, man. Real talk, man, for tuning in. Make sure when you love and support.
Yeah. Okay, man. Well, good talking to you again. Catch up with me on Facebook, most of you. I love talking to you again.
Most definitely. And you got a request?
Let's see. I guess I'll play some, let me see, what is it? Skip of the Rapper. It's been a while since I heard that.
I don't know if we got Skip of the Rapper. Let me see. Yeah, we ain't got Skip of the
Rapper. Yeah, we played it on here a number of times, buddy.
I think her song, it fell off the charts. It was stuck up there, but it's not there no more.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, sure, man. Oh,
is that the one you want to hear,
Yeah,
Paulie?
That one right there, yeah.
He said, yeah, that one right there. Oh, gee, Paulie. All right, man, we're going to go ahead and make it wet, then. Yo, right here for the record, man. Y'all, let's hear some Skip for the Rapper. Paulie, man, have a good night, brother.
Okay, you too, buddy.
Yeah.
See you later, Vera.
I'ma make you wet. Hey, Skipper, Mr. Pete, that's a heat. Gonna do the shit once again, yeah. I'ma make you wet, ayy.
Yeah.
I'ma make you wet, make it wet. Make your pussy come like a turbo jet set. I'ma make you wet, make it wet. I'ma make you wet, make it wet.
Yeah.
Make it squirt like a fire jet.
Yeah.
Make it say, coming up, get me on. Make you wet, yeah, make it wet.
Yeah.
I'ma bend you over, bend you over. I'll take you from the back, yeah, from the back, yeah. please. I'm crazy every need, so show me what you need.
En mi cama.
Toda la noche voy a aprovecharte como es. Si tienes que irte, yo sé que vas a volver. Llama si tú quieres ver.
En mi cama, besos a su cuerpo, everywhere, baby. Holding me tight, look into my eyes, baby.
Toda la noche voy a aprovecharte como es. Si tienes que irte, yo sé que vas a volver. Llama si tú quieres ver. Tú sabes que llegaré. Y luego te llevaré de nuevo aquí.
En mi cama. Vente, mamita, pa' que te encienda la llama. Si estás solita, quédate hasta la mañana.
Tú sabes que tú eres mi shorty. Me encanta tu piquete body. Sabes que a mí yo se booty. Tírame un call que yo le llevo.
Let's stay all night en mi cama. Hace amor esta noche en mi cama. Your love is a heart, got me on cloud nine.
Llama si tú quieres ver, tú sabes que llegaré. Y luego te llevaré de nuevo aquí.
Pa' mi cama, vente mamita pa' que se encienda.
In me cama, right here for the record radio control room, baby. Oh man.
Oh yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, you are perfect.
Very nice, very awesome. Nice song right there. Talk to the people about that song and who else is on it with you.
Yeah, definitely. So a big shout out to the producer who I got a chance to select the song, and the person, I don't know the name, forgive me, I think it's Emilio or something, big shout out to him, that's the name, forgive me, thanks so many songs, this song came out on the Here I Am album, this is actually the other single for that as well, and this last year, and this song came about just, you know, I wanted to change up the mood a little bit, you know, I like to play like R&B songs, Latin songs, mixed with the other things I do, and this was something that kind of fun and sexy, you know, and what people don't know, what Emi Gama in English translations, that I mean in my bed. So it leads to the imagination. If we're all adults, so we kind of know what the concept of what it pretty much means, you know. But the video was out too, and it's really steamy.
Wow.
I'm not going to say much. We got over 3.2K views already. So,
what?
People
hold
just,
on, hold on. How can
yeah,
we see the
no,
video?
I,
how can we see the video?
It's on my YouTube channel, Vero G Spotlight Network. Just put up Emi Kama, put Vero G, and you see like the song, like you'll see top or something, but it'll be the video. and you'll see it, and it's hot. It's hot. Woof, it's hot, man. And yeah, that's what I'm gonna say.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it gets, woof.
Show y'all love. Show y'all love and support. Yeah.
Definitely.
Man, people out here, definitely. You know, we listening, man. You know, we definitely get a lot of support over here at Quarter Record Radio. And, man, keep doing your thing. I like how you can switch it up, man. Be versatile with your flow, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate
that.
I think that's important.
I think that's important as an artist as well, you know, to be able to be versatile,
definitely.
To be able to, you know, jump into different lanes. You know, still remain in your lane, but also, you know, can jump in your lane. Like, people know who you are and your type of work, but you can do that kind of music too. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's club music, tame music, you know, any kind of music, you know, sex music, you know, any kind of music out there where you can be able to just switch up, you know, and still be you. Man, I just think that's beautiful, man. Like, you know, like Tupac, he was able to jump into any lane and just do his thing and be great at it, you know, and so that way people are not just placing you in just one category, like, man, I'm human, man, I want to be able to party, I want to be able to, and the next day, I want to be able to go to church,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know? Hey, I'm human, you know? That's important. Huh?
No, I love that. You're definitely right about that. No, I wanted to also add that I did a song with Cuba Link a year ago or so. And this song's called Come With Me, Vente Conmigo. And that's a good song, too. It's bilingual. It's English, Spanish. And you guys could definitely check out. And the video is out, too. So definitely check that out, guys. Please do. Yeah.
Man, shout out to Cuba Link. You talking about Cuba Link, the artist?
Yeah, from Terror Squad. Yeah.
Yo, you've been out. Yo, shout out to Cuban Link. I remember a lot of his tunes back in the day,
yeah.
Man. You know, he used to have rock the Cubans for real, man. Shout out to him,
man.
Yo, New York, stand up, man. New York, stand up. That was the days when I used to live in New York, man. You know what I'm saying? When Terror Squad, shout out to Fat Joe, man. Shout out to the whole Terror Squad family over there, man. You know what I mean? Man, they've been definitely leaning back, man, doing their thing, man, for real, for a long time, man. I've been in the game listening to these guys since Big Pun, you know? And, man,
damn.
Shout out to them all, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real talk, man.
Definitely.
So, quick question. I got a question for you right quick.
Sure.
You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
I bet. Hey, you know this song right here? Hold on.
Veronica.
Cuban Link.
Claro, chill. Vente conmigo.
Veronica.
You got me good. You're pushing it right now. You guys got me good. I swear to God. Yeah. I haven't laughed like this in a long time, so I needed this.
Oh, well, it's all good. Well, I'm happy you came over here to the control room. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate
definitely.
Your style, man. You know, we need more of it.
Thank
and
you.
I would love to do a song, you know, with your type of music one day. So, and at
definitely.
The same time, man, talk to the people, man. Hold on. Fuck, guys are asking me. He said, oh, yeah, he's saying to let the people, you know, tell Cuban Link about For the Record Radio. Let them know about, you know, about the independent artists and what we do over here as well, if you ever get a chance, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah, definitely know that. I'm going to let him know ASAP. Yep.
Already.
Oh, you mean the song? I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, you mean the song? Oh, okay.
No. I'm reading the text right now. Both, actually. I want you, talk to the boys out there, to the big guys. Let them know about For the Record Radio. And then at the same time,
oh, yeah.
Introduce your song to the world.
Oh, definitely. No, but big shout out to For the Record. You guys are amazing. And keep doing what you guys are doing, especially for all the independent artists out there that need it. And I just want to thank you. You know, you guys are amazing and always supportive. Especially what I do or what you guys are doing, just keep doing that. You know, that's key. That's key. But also, yeah. So, not a problem. You're welcome. So quickly, yes, Cuban Link and me, we did this song around like a year ago and change. And this is from the Victory album. And, you know, we did this song. It was just weird how we met up. It was just everything is destined. And it was just I'm an honor to have worked with him to this production or this project with him. And, yeah, actually this song, knock on wood, last year I made it to the Latin Artist of the Year award show for LDM, fifth LDM award show, and I made that song, and I broke that, and I, you know how proud I was, like, yes, I finally got something.
Yo, that's major. Isn't it beautiful when you actually go into the studio, you feel a certain way about your music, but to have somebody else feel the exact same way you felt, but even more, isn't that just amazing? Oh my God. You got
let me tell you. Let me tell you. Thank you. The feeling I got is just, even talking about it now, it's like, this actually happened? Like, what? Yeah. No, but it's just phenomenal.
Let me pinch myself. Hold on. Is this real?
Let me pinch myself. Yeah, no, for real. Like, wait, what?
No, it's real. It's for real, for real. Man, that's how life is sometimes. I love those moments, man. I've experienced those moments, and I want to experience more of those moments. You know, unreal moments. That's what we call them. Unreal moments. But it's real, baby. It is real. It is real. God is real.
Definitely.
Dream is real. For the Record Radio is real. Yes, sir.
Definitely.
As a matter of fact, this song is real. Go ahead and talk to the people. Introduce your song one more time to the world. And then we got Haiti, the great. Gonna come through after the track. Let's get it.
Okay, cool. Definitely not a problem. So, again, guys, this name of the song is called Come On Me, Vente Conmigo, featuring Cubalink. And you guys can check the video out. It's out for some time now. It's on the Vero G Vivo or my artist, you know, my regular page on YouTube. And, yeah, we got over 27,000 views on that. So, guys, keep supporting. I appreciate your support. I love what you guys are doing. And just support, guys. Please do. And check out the song against Kokomi, Vente Conmigo, with featuring Cubalink. And let's take it away.
Let's get it. The Control Room. Shout out to Terror Squad.
Veronica.
Cubalink.
Vente Conmigo.
Veronica.
Come with me.
Mami, vente conmigo. Sé que tú no estás contenta con él. Se te ve en tus ojos perdido. Él ya no te sabe querer.
Vente conmigo. Just one shot to make you mine. Show you to love you and blow your mind. Do it as me, yeah, so do ya. A love so divine.
Yeah. Show me the love. Conmigo, sé que tú no estás contenta con él. Se te ve en tus ojos perdido. Él ya no te sabe querer. Chiquitita, vente conmigo. Pa' poder cariñarte tu piel. Darte besitos de cabeza hasta el ombligo. Ven conmigo, olvídate de él. So baby, are you gonna come with me? Ven mami, let me set you free. I need to know right now. Are you down to ride or die?
You're the one for me. Boy, papi, I'ma follow your lead. And I'ma hold you down till the day I die. Cause you're my guy, my ride.
I bet your man can't do it like that. No caps till I'm 24K
carry gold Mac. That throwback rapper that'll give you no slack. Hold that, and I'ma pick it to your eye, roll back. And have your toes tapping like a ballerina when you up in my arena. Give you that vitamina, make you proud to be Latina. And change your whole demeanor, it'll have you feeling leaner. From the way you talk to the way you domina. Word is Selena, I've been dreaming of you, even you do. So we can do what we've been meaning to do. It's us two, no one else needs to be in the crew. Up in the mountaintop together, overseeing the view. Am I being a fool? And believing that you love me, and always thinking of me. Girl, why don't you just leave? It must be a reason, don't hush me. You told me to trust you, now trust me. Mami, vente conmigo. Sé que tú no estás contenta con él. Se te ve en tus ojos perdido. Él ya no te sabe querer. Chiquitica, vente conmigo. Pa' poder cariciarte tu piel. Darte besitos de cabeza hasta el ombligo. Ven conmigo, olvídate de él. Olvídate de él.
Wow. Club banger.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a club banger. Man, that is dope. I want to hear. I want to hear like in a car. You know, that's the kind of song you want to hear, like with the speakers. But you know, with the speakers, you know what I'm saying? That definitely. That's a party song for sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And you're saying this song is on Victory, is on a Victory album, so they can catch that cut and purchase this song, so they can be listening to it and jamming this song in their rides on iTunes.
Anywhere, yeah. It's Deezer, Tidal, Pandora, all those, everywhere,
Y'all hear it, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all want to bump that song right now in your car, right now. Go to iTunes right now. And buy this song and listen to it. Turn it up. Let them 12s bump. Make sure your tweeters is good so y'all can hear the words right. And let it be a good night. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. Oh, man.
Definitely.
Oh, so, man. Hey, but listen. We appreciate you coming through, man, showing you the love and support, man. And it's about, we're a little overtime right now, and but we do got one. We got a last caller on deck, and before we do that, give your social media and let them know where the people can find you once again.
No problem. So you guys, you can find me on my Instagram, which is at @officialVeroG. Our website www.verogmusic.com, or my artist page at @vero2884, and you guys can find me there.
You heard it right here on For the Record Radio, the control room, baby, with independent artist matters the most. Man, yo, is Haiti the Great in the building? Hold on. Mr. Chirac, Mr. For the Record Radio? Yo,
King, Coach Manny, what's going on? What's going on, world? What's going on, lovely? What's going on? All this, how everybody doing today on this motherfucking beautiful cold and blistering wind there, Chirac? How everybody doing today, man?
Man,
I've been tuning in, man. It sounds good, man.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Thank you. I just want to let everybody know
in the building.
Yes. Hey. Tell your special guests to keep up the good work. Keep doing that motherfucking thing. Tell your special guests and everybody that's tuning in today to let them know that I have my own show every Sunday, 8 p.m. Central to 9 p.m. Central. Call in. It's called The Great Bar Show. If you got bars, call in. You want to send your bars, do whatever you do. Call in and show the support to the For the Record team. But we only do this now. We do this 7 days a week. And not only is anybody who's tuning in right now, who all who's listening and paying attention to what Haiti the Great, a.k.a. OG Savage, Mr. For the Fucking Record, is saying, if you really want your fucking music played on For the Record Radio, all you have to do is go to the For the Record Instagram page and submit your fucking music, man. It's plain and simple as that. And that's all I wanted to say, man. I'm probably still at like a couple of 16, and then, you know what? Matter of fact, I'm finna come. What I say? Fuck it, I say. Baby, I can't stand to see you going through what you do. Maybe it's your man, because he ain't loving you like I do. Even if he can, he wouldn't, because he's out with the crew. Yo, let him ball, baby. Call me up. Yo, what's the business? Baby girl, I see you looking kind of stressed. Your blurry eye, red face. You can't be going through that mess. Yo, hold my hand and walk with me. We gonna talk about your problems. I'll be your homie when you need me. Satisfaction when you call me. I hear sex like they hit number. Handle that dig this back and forth deep inside even. Licking your back. Now wait a minute. It ain't just about the sex and all. When you get time from that hater, you can cruise the mall. I buy you everything you wanted in you. Wish you had you like a lot of Ferrari. Duty perks and bags. I'll be your thug in the evening with your freaking night. Yo, did you come in my face? Am I licking your right? Yo, am I doing all the things that you got that like? I make you hot like Missy with that blue dim light. Let you cry on my shoulder on the lonely nights. And for your guy, hey, I'm just loving you. That's that ain't the great shit, man. You'll never see me do
that. Nice, nice. Chirac to the beat.
I ain't gonna speak too much gangster ladies on the show. You feel me? It's a little part of me that I am who I am. It's always a gentleman. But I am OG motherfucking savage, and nothing matters. Nothing. But the odds are going for the record radio, man. That's what you call that godless work.
Awesome.
Already.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, once again, man, thank y'all for tuning in and showing y'all love every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time to the control room. Make sure y'all stay locked in. We got more people, more guests coming in on For the Record Radio. Shall I continue or shall I begin? Man, let's get it in. You know what we do every Wednesday night and every day, 6 p.m. West Coast time. Man, yo, I got a question, man. Hey, y'all know this song right here, man? Hold on.
Story about the boy Hedy the Great.
I don't know who that is. Does anybody know that?
Story about the boy Hedy the Great.
What the shit is right there?
Say everybody know. Y'all find me. I'm Hedy Bake on Facebook. I am Hedy Bake on Facebook. I am Hedy the Great. On Instagram, I am Hedy the fucking Great. On YouTube, y'all go follow me and fuck with me, man. This is God, man. This is Godfather. This is a real true story, man. So y'all tune in, put y'all ears to the speakers. I tell y'all something, it's hot shit.
Hey,
jumping out
smoking?
The speaker, oh, can we do this shit 7 days a week? This
what you smoking, Hedy?
Right now, I'm smoking. Goddamn it, I'm smoking Gusher mixed with ice cream cake. So I'm smoking Gusher cake.
All right, and once again,
give Remy, man. You know, everybody know we drink Remy and Shot Right.
Real talk. Understood, man.
And then before we leave about this, man, RP to my buddy Pooty, man, just died today, man. You know what it is, man. Him and my mama, may y'all rest in peace, may y'all fly, y'all watch over, man. Watch over Gangster Soldier, man. I'm my mama, Brad. Buffalo real soul on my mama. Real soul.
Right.
So, sorry about that, man. Definitely, man. Pray for them, man. Yeah. And yo, Vero, you want to give the people your social media one more time before we take off?
Not a problem. My social media, guys, you can find me on my Instagram at @officialverog. My website, www.verogmusic.com. Facebook at @vero2884. And I just want to give it again before we get out of here. I want to give a big shout out to you guys. Condolences to you as well. And again, just a big shout out to my amazing team, Gem Prime Media, Gemini Specs, and everyone who's been supportive. And I just love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, we thank you. Any encouragement that you can give to any artist coming up in the world, right quick?
Yeah, definitely. I always say there's three elements I feel that are definitely strong for any artist out there that need it. And two is being positive. And third, I think it's just be humble. And I think end of the day, it's just always believe in yourself. No matter what's thrown at you in your life, remember, end of the day, there's always another day tomorrow to do what you have to do and just stay focused on that.
Ooh, that was so deep. Man,
that was
a beautiful way to end my show. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Yes, Vero, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to holler at you another time, right? Thank you so much. Have a great night. And who are we about to play right now? You're welcome. No worries.
Story about the boy, Hedy the Great, ruined in 82, Billy.
Yeah, that was some Hedy the Great right there. Yo, Hedy, you still in the building?
In the building, what's going on? Yes, I'm in the building, King Kush Money. What's the word, my dude? What's the word?
Already, my brother. Introduce your track to the world.
I want to let everybody know, y'all listen to a true story by Haiti the Great, man. It was like 1984 when I moved to on 14th Ashley when my mama got off the bus, man. You know, my granddad, a lot of people don't know about the story. My granddad, he was rich, man. And, you know, me and my mom stayed in the project. And you know what? It is what it is, man. This is motherfucking Godfather by Haiti the Great. True story on For the Record Radio. Only on For the Record Radio. Y'all tune in, y'all motherfucking tune out. And this is the motherfucking control room.
Story about the boy Haiti the Great, born in 82, village in 88, carnival hot dog for dinner, wishing that it was steak, living in project housing 15 blocks from the lake, peeking out the air star, then went straight to Medill. First day of school, boy, I knew that shit was real. It was youngest in the building, throwing a triple L, 30 minutes in the crib, a nigga then got killed, and my mama told me every day, people get killed. My son, you understand, ain't no rules in the shit. Then she pulled Peggy Sue out of boo real slick and said, if they fuck with us, I'ma kill me a bitch. We living in public housing, but my daddy is rich. Sorry, son, it's just the way shit is. Turn a boy to a man 4 years. After 60 closed eyes, they split the towel, learn the water whip. They left, he stripped the sides, took the exes real swift. Every night I went to sleep, I dream of cooking me a brick. Now money on my mind like the fucking IRS and circumstances make decisions by justice. Selling his mama crack. While you boy move packs, his packs was track pack. Put some cases on his back to get a Ben Frank stack. Track blazing, stay clean, the whole hood when it's back. Fanny Jones, Pelly Pelly, 150 to the back. With a 4-4 known to take a chunk out your ass. P2K in his lump, he was blowing on that gas. Waste managed ass niggas, zip him up. Body bag, pay homage, Godfather. Yeah, 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 Godfather. Yeah, woo, yeah. Yeah, okay. Now let me tell you one thing. Getting money in my jeans, and I gotta show love to my family from the Greens. It was 12:30 Berlin. Folks, them on the scene, on the block, I'm drinking Remy with the gold mask thing. Showing love to the old, but no BDs from the north. But he put that shit on David, he'll knock a nigga off. If a nigga fuck with me, he gon' knock a nigga off. If a nigga fuck with him, he gon' knock a nigga off. Hold up, wait a minute, can't forget about my bro. He be rapping 21 and he be throwing up the road. He asked me what's the drawing, and I told him get the going. We been friends ever since, free my nigga Rico. Real niggas is hard to find, we something like Nemo. Loud pack. Motherfucker, you can smell it in my clothes. 290 to K-Town. What up, big lord, 165 pounds. The heart of a big boy. When y'all was playing with G.I. Joe's, I was playing with something to it. Minnesota outlaw, Boston terror, fuck boy. Wanna meet your higher power, I can help you, fuck boy. Killer Fade, 48, no face, fuck boy. From no love to no limit, I'm a certified G. To be certified, yo, they certified about certified G. What up, meet you, woo. Then my niggas from the D. You can get it a little cheap, but you gotta make it out the D. He say Paul with the Crips, rest in peace, love E. With my nigga LA and Juice, fucking up the streets. North Minneapolis, GMC in the streets. South Minneapolis, they got my cousins in the streets. Southside, we outside and we packing big heat. 20 deep, off and always throwing L, me and Bree. Without Killer Kai, I got love for Palm Beach and Big Up. The old murder, my niggas from NBC. And my cousin, he a travel, I fuck with everybody, see. You not even stand, if I didn't fall, respect the G-code, please. You been missing for about missing for a person, Lil G. You been missing for about missing for a person, Lil G. Calm down, get some bucks. Cause when it's war, you know the money slow up. Watch your back and your front. Cause money making loyalty change up. Pay homage, motherfucker.